And you know the boys track sprinters who are?
John C. Hale.
Eli Fox.
Well, tell us a little bit about the qualifying meet. I know going in, pretty loaded meet, really tough to get in, and a pretty rainy day. Didn't seem like much fun, but ended up getting your names at state. How'd that feel?
Felt pretty good. Finally accomplished the goals of the season. Finally do something that I've never done before.
It felt good. Coaches always talk about the peak time of the season. It felt right going into that meet, and it was just rainy, and we all had to deal with the conditions, but we got through it, and I'm glad we're both in it.
Well, talk about that. You guys, you know, being in that same competition, but still teammates scoring points for the team. How did that feel all season long?
Oh, it definitely felt good. It felt good to have Eli push me and just made me better all season.
Same with Johnsy. Having another top-tier sprinter in our own program definitely helps you to make yourself a better sprinter. And I think we're both better because of it.
Well, yeah, expand on that a little bit. How do you push each other in practice? Is it, you know, helping each other with technique, or is it just, hey, he's out there, I got to catch him, that type of thing? Talk about that.
Yeah, just both kind of going 100% all the time, because you don't want to be the slowest guy out there. You see him in front of you and you want to get in front of him, and when you're in front of him, he wants to get in front of you. So just constantly pushing yourself to be the fastest out on the field.
Yeah, I think with Eli, I always talked about beating me, and in practice, I don't let it happen, and it makes me just push myself every day and not take any reps off, because he's always pushing me.
Well, talk about team culture a little bit. When I talked with Coach, he said coming off one of the best performances for Indianola at state meet last year, kind of wanting to follow that up this year. Did you have that goal in mind from the beginning of this year, and then just kind of how the team reacted to that?
I think, yeah, we always kind of have that goal in mind to go compete at state and be the top team, but it's all about what you get in, and I think that we got our best events in that we could, and we're going to have guys that compete and keep the culture going for a couple more years.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, just always a goal, like to make, you got that end goal at the end of the year, make state and do something big, and definitely like just looking back, being a younger underclassman type guy, watching people like Carter Erickson just really helps push yourself and realize that these goals are accomplishable and makes you set your goals high.
What kind of experience do you want to get? You two being underclassmen with another chance at it, maybe talk about just in general the experience you want to get competing at Drake, and then something you want to be able to carry over into your senior year.
Yeah, I definitely don't want this to be like a one and done type deal. I definitely want to do it again next year. And like with Drake, I didn't make it sadly this year. And that's like just making this state meet helps me realize that I can do it and I can be one of the best of the best. So I'm going to try and push myself, and makes me work even harder to accomplish bigger goals next year.
Carrying this into next year, it just gives me confidence that at the end of the year, I'm still a top sprinter in the state and can compete with the guys up there. So.
Individual goals and team goals for what you want to see at Drake at state?
Top eight, me and Eli both in the 100, and hopefully have a good time in the sprint med, and hopefully see top eight there too.
I can definitely agree with that. Me and John C both in the top eight for the open would be something astonishing, and definitely a state placer for our sprint med on Saturday.